Welcome to the Dental Scoop featuring Dr. Rodney Rastigar. This podcast brought to you by Lola Stern, Olivia Bernstein, Isabel Rastigar, Jake Weiss, and Gonzalo Moran. Today we'll have the chance to hear from Dr. Rodney Rastigar about his job and his path to success. Also, he will describe a specific case that he worked on and how he helped the patient.
Dr. Rodney Rastigar is a DDS, or a Doctor of Dental Surgery. Some of his duties include maxillofacial surgery and implantology. He resides in Long Island, New York, with his wife and four children, and works at a private practice called Progressive Oral Surgery. Now we will hear from Bella, who will conduct the interview with the doctor.
Thank you so much, Lola. This is Bella, bringing to you an exclusive talk with an oral surgeon. It is nice to have you here with us, Dr. Rastigar.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you having me and look forward to speaking with everyone.
So let's get right into the interview. The first question my team and I have for you is, how did you get started on your path to becoming an oral surgeon, and could you describe what your education was like?
Well, the path to oral surgery was not a straight path. Sometimes it's very difficult to determine what you want to do, and then it's very difficult to determine what specialty you want to do once you become a certain profession, especially when it comes to medicine or dentistry. When I was in high school, I knew that anything in the medical field was what I wanted to do, and I guess that was just kind of came into me. It was innate for me. I have no set reason of why it was that way, but I knew that I wanted to be involved in medicine and help people and deal with, you know, people's situations and help them in some way or fashion. What type of medicine, I had no idea. Once I went into undergrad and went on to in later years of undergrad, I decided that dentistry was a field that I was interested in, and I like working with my hands. So at the time, I didn't think of surgery in the medical field. I just thought of dentistry being something that you work with in your hands, with your hands. So then I went to dental school, and once I got to dental school, I found that general dentistry was not something that excited me, and I eventually found and seeked out a path towards oral surgery, which is very gratifying for me. As far as education goes, the path to oral surgery is basically 4 years of undergrad. You have to then be accepted to a dental school, which is also 4 years. And then to become an oral maxillofacial surgeon, there are two paths to take. You must do a residency in an accredited oral surgery residency program, much like in medicine. There are two types of programs. There's a four-year program, which you go as a surgical resident for 4 years in oral surgery, and you graduate and you become a board-eligible oral surgeon. The other path to take is a six-year program, which is called an MDOS, where you go into a program, and two out of the 6 years you actually go to medical school, you receive your MD, and then you do your 4 years of residency, and when you graduate, you are a DDS MD. I did not do that, but that is also an opportunity for people. So there are two paths to becoming an oral surgeon, but the path only veers once you graduate dental school. Then there are two options.
That's awesome. Please describe like a typical day at work in an oral surgery practice.
Busy.
Specifically, please.
The typical day in an oral surgery office is oral surgery is basically an office, in-office type of surgical procedure, much like a GI doctor would treat his patients and do his endoscopies and colonoscopies right there in their own private facility, which is what most oral surgeons do. I mean, we are primarily focused on helping people with just a couple of main focuses, and that's, you know, people who have wisdom teeth that are infected and become problematic, as well as dental implants and dental reconstruction in order to put implants in. There are many other facets of oral surgery, but primarily in today's day and age, this is what an oral surgeon is doing.
Right. What is your favorite procedure that you like doing and why?
I think there are two favorite procedures for me. I mean, And for two different reasons. I mean, I think that removal of wisdom teeth for people, although it may sound so mundane, removal of a wisdom tooth for someone that's in pain, I really enjoy doing, because, and I always tell them this before I treat them, I said, you know, whatever pain that brought you here is going to be gone, and you're going to sleep like a baby tonight. You know, and that's very satisfying to me to know that I'm helping someone. So removal of a wisdom tooth, also it may sound so simple, it can be very satisfying for me because of the fact that I'm helping someone. And the second thing that I like doing is dental implants. That I like for the technical aspect of the procedure, and I just enjoy doing it.
Cool. Could you tell us an example of an issue a patient may present and how you would go about treating it?
I deal with so many different issues and problems. I mean, most of the people that are coming to me are not coming because they want to. It's coming to me because they have to. And I think that, you know, there are times where a basic issue in the summertime, which is very prevalent in our office, is people that present with jaw fractures. I mean, there are people, you know, usually after holiday weekends, 4th of July or Labor Day or Memorial Day, or times when, you know, there's a big sporting event, people seem to drink a little bit and they can get a little bit rowdy. And there's some times where there's some trauma and people, you know, may get into fights or whatever, altercations, and you can judge society how you want, but people get broken jaws. And so that can be a problem that we deal with. And it's very satisfying. You know, someone can come in with a mandibular fracture, mandible being the lower jaw, and we treat them. And, you know, sometimes we make incisions in the clinic and we open them up and we put plates and screws to reduce the fracture. And other times we just wire their jaws shut. And by bringing their teeth together, if the teeth come together properly, by design, it means that the jaw has come together properly. So if we wire someone's teeth shut in the proper dimensions and keep them there for 6 weeks, the jaw will heal. That's one of the things that we do, which is kind of exciting.
Wow, it is exciting. And just a final question for you. What would your advice be for an aspiring physician or healthcare provider?
My advice for that individual or for any individual would be that if you're choosing to do something, you gotta love it. If you don't love it, don't do it.
Right. That seems to be a running theme with a career in medicine. So thank you so much for answering our questions. That's all the time we have for today. Thank you so much. And I know you're busy, so you can get back to work.
Peace out.
Thank you so much, Dr. Rastegar, for spending this time with us today. After hearing you speak, it has become clear that with an abundance of effort and strong desire to help people, you can succeed in the medical field. We hope you enjoyed this interview as much as we did. This is Jake, Lola, Liv, Bella, and Gonzalo signing off.